News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. If you are heading out tonight, local police are reminding you to plan ahead. Chief Deputy Dan Contos from Portage County says they're hoping people just stay nice and safe for the new year.
We do expect to have a lot of vehicle traffic out tonight and a lot of people that are going to be patronizing local establishments. Our hope is that they all plan ahead of time, since they know they're going out, plan how to get home safely, and to make sure that they have somebody in their party, if they're going to be driving back, who hasn't been celebrating too much and get everyone home safely.
Contos reminds those heading out to celebrate, take advantage of the Tavern League Safe Ride Home programs and various taxi services. They can get you home safely or have a designated driver that'll keep the roads and you safe. We know about New York City and the big ball dropping in Times Square. Another town has a different tradition. It's the strawberry drop. And it was looking pretty bleak in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. See, every year they drop the giant strawberry from the Hilton Hotel, but this year that strawberry took an accidental fall and got smashed during a dress rehearsal. With just days to go, hotel staff workers got together to have the strawberry rebuilt. They now have a 10-foot steel-framed strawberry with 500 LED lights that look like the giant strawberry seeds. Hotel manager Blake Lynch says it's ready for the big drop.
The strawberry hangs 15 stories in the air. It hangs from the top of the Hilton Hotel, which is one of the tallest buildings in the city, and then it's lowered down to count down 2014.
Harrisburg has been ringing in the new year with a giant strawberry for the last 25 years. You probably remember the story this morning about a shed collapsing in Chippewa County, injuring a couple of kids. It's not the only case of the same type of incident. In Rochester, Minnesota, two youngsters playing on a skid steer in a shed. The snow slid from a nearby barn onto the shed's roof and caused that roof to collapse right onto the skid steer's cab. The youngsters were crushed underneath it. Their father heard the collapse and used another skid steer to free them. Neither child had a pulse, but rescuers did revive them both. The incident happened Saturday afternoon. Now, Wisconsin has had at least one cold spell each winter, but it's been so cold for us in Wisconsin that folks are hearing strange noises in their homes. Police in Janesville say they've had 11 calls about suspicious residential activity from Sunday through yesterday morning. Every one of those cases, police said, was caused by the falling temperatures and the contraction of pipes and other home materials. One homeowner pulled out a handgun thinking the odd noises were a burglar breaking in. Another woman feared the same thing as she rounded up her kids before calling police. It's been very cold. If you hear weird noises, do not panic, but check it out cautiously. The family of a young girl declared brain dead by Oakland, California hospital officials might have found another facility to support their child. Fox's Adam Housley has more.
1 week from today, another deadline looms for Jahi McMath, the 13-year-old who remains on a ventilator inside Children's Hospital in Oakland, California. The hospital says there is no brain activity and still considers the patient deceased. The family, though, says they're not giving up. And now a facility on Long Island in New York called New Beginnings says, quote, "We are aware of Jahi McMath's dire situation, and we are willing to open our facility to her." By some estimates, it could cost as much as $200,000 to move Jahi from Oakland to New York. Adam Housley, Fox News Radio.
With a new year comes the addition of a new drug enforcement officer for the Marshfield Police Department. That's according to Police Lieutenant Rick Gramza, who said the city will now have two drug cops to fight an increasing heroin problem. Additional officer will be working undercover in other jurisdictions as well. So Gramza says the new officer should help combat the problem throughout the area. That second drug officer is thanks to some funding from a grant.
We were the recipients of a community-oriented policing grant, and with those funds, it's going to help offset the cost of an additional officer for our department so we can allocate one of our current patrol officers to the role of a second drug officer.
And without the grant money, this would not have been possible. A Ladysmith man free on a signature bond after allegedly exposing himself to two sisters and exposing them to pornography and abusing one of them over 5 years ago. 53-year-old Douglas Davidson charged in Fond du Lac County with child abuse and exposing children to harmful materials. Both girls were younger than seven when the alleged incidents took place in 2007 and 2008. They were allegedly told that they would be punished if they didn't watch the pornographic videos with him. A man under arrest for an attempted robbery at a small-town convenience store where the clerk activated a panic alarm instead of handing over the cash. Police in Plymouth say they got the tip about the 25-year-old suspect. They arrested him yesterday after seizing evidence from his home. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Justin Lowe tonight. Partly cloudy, very cold, down to 13 below zero. Wednesday, your New Year's Day, mostly cloudy, a few light snow showers possible toward evening, a high of 5 degrees above. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a dusting of snow possible, expect a low of 6 below. And then Thursday, flurries early, decreasing clouds later, high of 6. Friday will get up to 13 degrees. The extended outlook calls for a warmer Saturday, high near 22. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.